Harper Joe Studio presents
Audio Hot Dish. Audio Hot Dish.
Audio Hot Dish.
Audio Hot Dish.
So I says to the bartender, get your own goat.
Yeah, and then he came back with a lamb. Dumbass.
Anyway, I'm Kyle Wassing.
My name's Chet Tyke.
Yeah, buddy. Oh, that reminds me. Chet, that's your name?
That's
short
for Chameleus.
For Chameleus, as everyone knows. I was thinking, we have to talk about your plethora of nicknames. And
I have a lot. I also love to give nicknames.
I was going to say, and nickname giving stylings.
Yes. Everyone gets a nickname if I like you. Mm-hmm. Even if I don't like you, you get a nickname. But
that's true. That one's just usually asshole, though.
Yeah, well. Or dad. But
poor Wilmer.
Gotta get out early.
Yeah, Jesus. Do you want to bring up incest now?
No. That's for the OnlyFans.
Oh, geez. I don't think that's legal on OnlyFans.
Isn't this to... Aren't we housed in Alabama?
We are now. I mean, if we're going to make money off of this venture, then yeah.
If incest is like, that's our, you know, money pot,
uh-huh,
then we got to go to Bama.
I have a serious question.
Yes.
I know why incest is more... Yeah, that's right. We're talking about incest now.
Someone's got to do it. Okay?
Someone's got to do it. And we got the fucking nutsack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Two of them. Yeah. We
put our nutsacks in Audio Hot Dish. So I'm just saying.
Between the two of us, we have at least two nutsacks.
Correct.
Yes.
Maybe more. I'm not saying.
More. Yeah.
I'm just saying. You know, who knows?
I don't know. I don't know what you have in your refrigerator. So anyway, we're going to talk about incest for a second, because I have a question for you. Maybe you don't know the answer, but I know it's morally yucky. It's not even gray.
Yep.
I'd say it's wrong.
Sure. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
You know,
I would agree.
Is it against the law?
Yeah, I'm almost 100% sure, because it's like, and because now we're in a gray area where, yeah, it's wrong, but like, it's wrong because if you do knock up your sister, whatever,
sure,
that baby's not gonna have the quality of life a normal child may have.
Okay.
So like, that's, I've always, and I'm gonna use the hard R.
Well. No, you're not. I hope you're not.
No. So what I was gonna say is, I've been told that incest produces babies with retardation.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's,
okay,
and that's so why I figured it'd be illegal, because you're kind of hurting your offspring. Like, you're not giving them a pro. I don't know, man. That's,
you guys. A sausage just came into the room.
Yeah, that's my sausage. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Should we clarify? Chet did not whip out his ween. His dog, who's
his name's Pickles.
It is Pickles. So to keep the fallacy going, I'll say this as nice as possible, because we've talked about this. I'm a rotund man.
We are Rubenesque.
Pickles looks like he was stung by a bumblebee,
mm-hmm,
and he's a little swollen.
And he is a Cavalier King Charles Spaniel, a little sausage boy.
He's chubbers. He also...
He reminds me of, like, the kid at camp who always, like, asks for your like, Jell-O. Like, you want to get your Jell-O? It's like,
He reminds me of the kid at camp who has to wear a t-shirt in the pool.
Yeah, exactly.
And I can say that because I was the kid at camp who wore a t-shirt in the school.
I was going to call him Mike, but yeah, I got you, so...
So anyway, back to the thing. That's why I was asking, because, like...
It's got
to
be illegal, man. It's got to be illegal. Like, I don't think there's a way it's not illegal.
That makes sense.
Well, I mean, in some states, anal sex is illegal. I'm just saying.
What?
I know. We call those states...
How are you supposed to fuck your boy? Wait, hang on. Let me rephrase.
Ooh.
By your boy, I mean your buddies.
That's a good question, man. So, like, yeah, the states that actually have, like, anal sex illegal, are they pretty much saying, like, you can't be gay? You can't have homosexual sex?
I mean, I'm going to go ahead and say yes, because most of those states are south of the Mason-Dixon line.
We call those the losers.
We call those the racist states.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, if you and I want to fuck each other in the ass.
Yeah, it's fine. No problems.
Exactly. But we can't go past.
Governor Walz throws money on us while we fuck each other.
That's true.
It's quite the spectacle.
Wait, do you think that we could make money? How much money would it take for you to get in the butt?
I mean, it depends. Like, are we recording it? And if so, is it for a private collection or is it for public consumption?
The money or the video?
The video.
Oh. The video. Well, let's tier it.
I mean, I don't know, man. Like, I've always been, like, comfortable with almost every aspect of my life. So, I mean, it wouldn't take much. Like, I might even do it for free if I was in a good mood. You know, yeah. I fucking know. You know, like.
Well, if you were in love.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, like.
This is the thing. Say there's a guy. There's tiers, right?
Yep.
And he's a millionaire.
Sure.
But he's a smart millionaire. So you're not going to squeeze him for every dime.
No, yeah.
But, all right, he's just like you're not in love with him. So there has to be, you want there to be money exchanged. You're not, sure. Like, you're
I'm
not.
There, I'm there for the money. I'm not there for the love or the pleasure.
Or attraction. Got like, it. You're not sexually attracted to this fella.
Got it.
And he's like, I want to fuck you in your butt.
Yep.
But just you and me. You don't have to tell anyone. How much do you want?
I mean, you always got to say, you know, make them make the first offer. Like, you know, try to make them throw a number first. But I mean, like, let's say. But
in this case, you have to do it. And he says yes or no. Not yes, that's too, or no, that's too high.
So
by like, it's not like that's too high by like $150.
Okay.
So there's no like bargaining. You just throw out a number. He says, yes, I'll pay that. No, I won't.
All right. Are we assuming then too that there was going to be no like damage, right? You know what I'm saying? Like it's going to be, it's.
Well, like, yeah, he can't just tear your ass.
That's what
up.
I'm saying. Like, yeah, like I'm not going to like leave his house and then half my fucking large intestines hanging out my asshole.
Yeah. No. It's all. And this is the other thing. It's all going to be like consensual.
Sensual.
Consensual, sensual love making.
I mean, you know, hell, I depends on who it is. Like, obviously, I don't know.
I'm just gonna also, stop. I'm gonna throw he's it. Clean.
Oh, yeah. That, I mean, that has to be like.
No STIs.
That, I mean, it has to be. Yeah. I mean, that's. Well, it doesn't have to be.
I'll tell you my answer.
Well, it has to be.
What?
How much we do at the same time?
Well, I have more of a range.
Well, how about
but I can,
this, that okay. specific scenario?
Let me just explain it. This might give you a tell.
Okay.
But my thought process is, because I'm not in love with him, because sure. I'm not attracted to him,
sure.
It has to be above a expensive dinner.
Absolutely.
Because if I'm in love with him and he wants to treat your boy here, then I'm doing it for much cheaper. Then I'm doing it for like dinner and some wine.
Like
even
a
though
nice
I don't
dinner,
drink,
though, like you know, like
nice dinner, nice wine. So that's what I'm saying. So here's my answer. Are you ready?
I think we're gonna be way off different, but that's fine.
Are
yeah.
you in the thousands?
I'm in. All right.
Okay.
One, two, three.
$2,500.
So $500 for Kyle.
So
and,
my butt virginity is way cheaper than yours.
Yeah.
I'm just saying $500?
No, it's not a bad play, dude. I feel like my time's worth money. And I feel like someone would pay $2,500 for my ass.
Okay, but as someone who has blown loads.
Yes.
How come on. How long has he taken back?
No,
then?
I know, I understand, but I feel like the whole ordeal, like it's, I have to drive to his place, you know.
No, he's coming to me.
Oh, okay.
And here's the other thing: I ain't cleaning up first. I'll bidet because I have a bidet and I love my bidet. But here's the thing: I'm not like you hear or I've heard anyway that some homosexual love makers,
will.
You know,
yeah,
enema,
for you.
And like, or maybe
like,
an enema. I don't know.
You know what cats do, right?
Yeah. I mean, they keep it spick and span there. I'm gonna do. I'm not gonna do nothing. Like I'm not gonna take a shit and not wipe.
Yeah.
But I'm also I'm not gonna go more than a bidet clean.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, this is that dude's. You know, this is for that dude. It's ain't for me.
Exactly.
The cash is for me.
And he's wearing a condom.
Yeah.
I'm not getting butt pregnant.
Yeah. Pickles.
Yeah, pickles. You ain't getting me butt pregnant. So, all right. Next, we'll be quick because we've been talking about getting fucked in the ass for like 10 minutes now.
Oh, what are you, a politician?
So, but all right. So this is the thing. And I know I just said it's yes or no. It's sure. Not debatable. You said $2,500. The reason why I went 500, because that's my ultimate low, right? Okay. You might think $2,500 is your ultimate low. What would you do it for? $2,495.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, you can nickel and dime all you want.
Exactly.
I feel like $2,500 is a good offer. Obviously, my mood could change. I mean, again, like today I say $2,500. Tomorrow I'll say $4.
Tomorrow you need the money.
Exactly.
Yeah. But here's the other thing. I've seen your ass. Ugh, I haven't seen
you poor bastard.
I haven't seen the hole. Per se, yeah. I've seen you put a light bulb in the hole.
Yeah, well, that was for science.
Exactly. It doesn't work, by the way. Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Neil deGrasse, whatever your name is.
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yep.
Anywho's will be your ass is not worth $2,500.
No,
I'm sorry. I'm just gonna say it.
No, I understand, but I can go lower. It all depends. Here's Caitlin. Something. Caitlin's walking with the dogs. Oh nope, now she's running.
She doesn't want to be on Mike. Who's Mike? And why doesn't she want to be on him? Oh, she does.
MJ? Dude, who doesn't want to be on MJ?
Michael Jackson?
Michael Jordan.
The living Mike.
I was
going to say. So anyway, I had this whole bit about nicknames, but that seems kind of gauche now that we've talked about getting fucked in the butt and incest.
I don't know, man. Like, because I feel like I can give out some sweet nicknames. Just because I give out a plethora of nicknames. Like, you don't get just one. If I like you enough, you're going to get a boatload of fucking nicknames.
You throw the proverbial spaghetti of nicknames against the wall.
Yep,
and one of them's bound to stick.
Absolutely.
I will say, I haven't given out the best of nicknames, but the ones that were good are still good today. Like my favorite, and this might get a little too in the weeds, but my favorite is, it's the best nickname I've ever given you. And
I think I know where you're going, but
it's for the dumbest reasons ever, but that's the best nicknames because no one else knows what it means.
Yeah, yep.
But one day, Chester was wearing a green.
It was like a lime green.
It was lime green, and it was a tall tee.
You know how we used to rock those tall tees back in the day? You know how that is.
But here's
me and all my Compton folk.
Here's the thing, audience. Chester is 6'4" on a good day. So a tall tee, if you know where I'm going, is just a regular tee, my boy. But it looks good.
Like a fucking gown, dude.
So I called him Big Papa Green Tee. So if you ever hear me calling my guy over here Big Papa Green Tee or BBGT, that's why. And that's my favorite one. Because until I explain this story right now, which I guess I did before I ever called it to you, no one knows, and it's our little secret. Well, my wife calls that you that. My wife from Passive Aggression fame calls you that, too.
I know. It's too bad that she got, like, super famous, dude. Like, now you're slumming with me.
She left me behind, so I had to start my own podcast.
No, I don't know. I always just do, like, weird-ass ones. Like, I always, like you know, what up, big homes? Or, like, you know, like, I personally, the main, like, I don't know if everyone's seen this, but there's a show called The Boondocks. It's on what's Cartoon Network, and it's about these black kids, whatever. But they have this band they listen to. I forget what the band's called, but their names are Thugnificent, Flownominal, and Gangstalicious.
Those are all great
names. And I mean, like you just like once you hear those, you're like, well, that's it. I can't do anything better. I just can't.
See, now I'm kind of wishing that I wouldn't have broached this topic because I was always giving you credit for coming up with Thugnificent.
Thugnificent was one of the...
And Gangsterlicious, for that matter. I've never heard Flowmaster Flash.
Flownominal. No, that's what... Yeah, because I always forget that one.
That is a good one, though.
Yeah.
I think you should start busting it out more often.
Flownominal?
Especially, remember, I don't know if this is still a thing. Kids, email us if this is still a thing. Remember when you used to have cool fucking hair? It was kind of a hockey thing. I know you're not a big hockey guy.
I never had cool hair.
But when
you did,
when people have hockey hair, it's called a flow.
Oh.
So you'd say, "Hey, sick flow."
Phenomenal.
And you do the finger guns and you'd
bang,
wink.
Bang, bang,
bang. Bang, bang. Nice flow, my boy.
That's your Alec Baldwin.
Oh, boy.
Get our lawyers ready.
Anyway, the other one, now that I'm embarrassed just talking about nicknames, but that's all I wrote down for this episode. So the other one that I wanted to tell you about, because I don't know if you knew this, but one day I was talking with my mother-in-law.
Ooh. Great name, by the way.
It was a great nickname. No. Yeah. So I says to her, I says, "You're not wrong," or something. I don't know. She said something to me. I said, "You're not wrong."
Yep.
And she said, "Did you just call me Hoss?" See, I was like,
that's amazing.
Well, I'm from now on until the end of time only referring to you as Hoss. And it's literally my favorite thing ever, because who else can say they call their mother-in-law Hoss?
And that's the Hoss and like the big Hoss, and like those are names that were lost, but you're bringing them back, and I love that.
Exactly.
Shit.
Well, and that's the other thing. And maybe I'm getting too into the minutia of it, but I love nicknames that break the norm, like whether it's a gender norm or like a tall guy called Tiny.
Yes, love it.
That's
love
awesome.
It. Yep.
Let me just rephrase. I call my mother-in-law Hoss. Like, I could see if someone's like, "Oh yeah, my father-in-law Hoss over here."
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
I love explaining jokes. Everyone's laughing. Gut laughing.
Can we
right
just
now.
Put the raccoon's bare ass on the table and spank it, or whatever the hell you usually say?
That is what I always say, actually.
One of the best nicknames ever was, there was a show called Pimp My Ride.
Yes.
And me and my buddy Tom, we used to watch it every day after school. And on the show, there are two characters. One of them's name is Big Dane.
Mm-hmm.
There's another guy named Ish. So me and Tom started calling each other Big Danish for like all of high school, and that just finally became Danish. So now I'm not Danish. I'm sure Tom ain't Danish. Is he?
Like the nationality?
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about like the delicious donut.
No, but I mean...
That is the funny thing about that, and those nicknames,
I still call them Danish. Even
I know.
Like, yeah.
Those nicknames though transcend a whole different like fun thing. Where like Tom isn't Danish.
Nope.
To the friend group.
Yep.
Or
only, yeah.
Or to he's
anybody
only
else.
To, yeah. Only to you.
Yep.
And vice versa.
Yeah.
Like it is so rare. Like, I call you Big Papa Green Tea.
Yep, that's
you
great.
Don't call
love
me
it.
Big Papa Green
no,
Tea,
because
it doesn't make sense.
No.
But the fact that you both
call each other
Danish is funny.
Yeah.
So, like, if Tom says, "Oh, you still hang out with Danish?"
Yep.
I know he's talking about you. If you say, "I was talking to Danish the other day,"
I
know you're talking about Tom. It's fun.
It's
good stuff. Good stuff.
I love it.
Anyway, so that's nicknames, and they're fun.
Yep.
Before we leave it, Hoss started calling me Juice, and again, I don't know where it came from.
I like it,
it's great.
I'm not gonna lie, I like that.
You can use it.
Juice.
I don't care. Juice,
juice. Oh, speaking of which,
you like the juice.
So I was taking my daughter. I say work. Taking my daughter to school. I think it was Wednesday, whatever. And we're in the car, and I told her this sweet joke, Kyle. I'm pretty sure you told me that one. It is. No, it's not Bill. It's my. So I go, "Hey, Lils, what's the difference between beer nuts and deer nuts?" And she goes, "What, Dad?" I go, "Deer nuts are under a buck." And I start laughing to myself. And I look at her and I go, "You can use that one." And she goes, "No, thanks."
No, I'm good.
Exactly, dude. Like, just the fact it was like a super quiet, like, "No, thanks." Like,
that's
dude,
good.
I was like, okay, well, I just gave you gold and you're shitting on it. But
do you know... Speaking of differences between things, do you know the difference between chickpeas and garbanzos? Let me start that over. Do you know the difference between chickpeas and garbanzo beans?
Isn't garbanzo one of those Muppets?
I wouldn't let a garbanzo bean on my face.
Ooh. You wouldn't let chickpea on your face?
I said I wouldn't let a garbanzo bean on my
face. Ah, so you would let a chickpea. I gotcha. I like it.
Oh, it's stupid. You can use that.
I'm good.
I'm good.
No thanks.
Oh, cripes. Well, anyway, so the whole reason I brought up nicknames and then got in my head about how this conversation is stupid about nicknames, I think that it's time that we name the fans. They got to have fans. So, to put the raccoon's bare ass on the table and smack it.
Spank it.
Spank it. Sorry. Sorry, Daddy.
Okay, what is the real saying before you go forward?
Put the tiger on the table and yell at it.
There you go.
Or scream at it, maybe.
I swear it was a raccoon. All right, whatever.
Put the raccoon's bare ass on the table and spank it. Yeah. That's art. TM, if anyone else says it, you got to give us credit.
It is a product of Audio Hot Dish.
Anyway, so bare ass table smacked. Spanked. Done. Sorry. I have another podcast with my wife that I have brought up a couple times called Passive Aggression. You should check it out. It's fucking great. Rumor has it's coming back.
I was going to say it's saving this.
Or maybe by the time this is out, it's already back.
We're back. God, what was that from?
Well, I'm thinking I kind of use the same voice of in the Poltergeist. That little girl turns around and goes, they're back. Here.
Oh, they're here, yeah.
Little kids, man. Yeah. Anyway, passive aggression.
Yes.
We have our own podcast. Our fans, widely known as Passholes.
Amazing.
Speaking of another nickname, I'm sitting across the fucking studio from the king of Passhole Nation. Because that's what our fans are called, Passhole Nation, right? It's a little fun play because it sounds like we're saying asshole. Do you get the joke?
I love it.
You can use that.
No thanks. It was so quick too. It wasn't even no thanks. Nope.
It's better than the original joke. She fucking burnt you down.
And I was so happy to share that knowledge with her. I was like, she's gonna use this. And I was like, well, what? Like, I was like, why don't you like it? She's like, Dad, it has the word beer in it. I can't do that. It's beer is the problem. Okay, got it.
Right. I just love how she fucking tore you down.
She roasted me. Yeah.
And in the same time, said something that was way funnier than you had said.
Yeah, just
probably in this millennia.
At least.
Anyway, we got to name these fans. I wrote down two because I couldn't think of any more, but I figured we can brainstorm. We don't have to decide on it now, but maybe by the end of this episode. The two I have are the Hot Dishettes.
Ooh, I like that.
It's funny because if you look at it, it looks like Hot Dish. I shits.
So the shits.
Hot dish shits.
Hot dish shits.
Hot dish shits. The other one I had was the dishers.
I like that too. I'm thinking of something. First off, number one, dishettes. Way better.
You're right.
But I'm thinking so it's called Audio Hot Dish, and in Hot Dish you have multiple fucking ingredients. Mm-hmm. So what can we do with ingredients? Can we call them like the secret spices or the spice guys, I'm assuming.
Ooh.
Because girls ain't listening to this shit.
No, God, no. I hope not.
God, no.
I mean, ladies, you're welcome to listen, but
we're not, it's just not for you. I mean, a lot, if you like it, great, good. I love you, but if you don't, I'm not.
But we get it.
Yeah, exactly.
We get it.
You're not our target audience. Sorry.
We're not even really men. We are children in men's bodies.
Oh, God, yes. Anatomically correct and everything.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ken.
The men's bodies are there, but what is children's is our brains and our mons pubis.
Mm.
Our fertilization triangle.
What would you call it? The fertilization pentagram.
That's the devil's wiener. And we now have a name for this podcast episode. The devil's wiener.
Ooh,
the devil's. Oh, man.
God, what's that? There's this old show.
Should we name the fans the Devil's Wieners?
The Wieners? The D-dubs?
The D-Ws. When in trouble, you call D-W.
God, I don't know. Right now, I like the Dishettes. I do. I'm not going to lie. I like the Dishettes.
Are we just going to call it the Dishettes? We got a dog barking. Are we just going to call it the Dishettes or the Hot Dishettes?
I like the Hot Dishettes.
What about the Hosh Dishettes?
Hush, dishkushka.
Now it sounds like we're saying do hosh dishettes.
Let's call them Rammsteins.
Oh.
The
Shiners?
Shiners?
The Shiners? The Bear Shiners.
Was that the people who like moonshine? The Shiners? Those are those little fuckers that drove around the cars. The Shiners? Like
those are Shriners. I was thinking Shiners. This is how fucking Minnesotan I am. Yeah, it's minnows. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like Shiners. I don't know. I've never seen a fish drive a car before. I want to take this. This is our jump into ads. We don't have any ads. But what we do have is a Patreon page.
Yes.
And right now, if you're the first person, we've had three episodes out, so maybe there is one. I'm going to extend this to the first 20 subscribers
to our Patreon. And if we already have 20 by the time this is released, we'll extend it another
10. Have to go count how many cards I have, but I'll extend it to the first 100 if I have 100 cards.
There you go.
You will get, if you are interested.
Nope, you're getting it regardless. This is something you have to take.
I will reach out to Chester, or I will reach out to you on the through the Patreon if that's a possibility. I don't know yet.
Yeah, we haven't done our research. And well, I haven't.
We or email us and just with like a screenshot of that you subscribed.
Or your penis.
Excuse me. And if don't send us your penises. I just my brain had to catch up to that. Anyway,
What if we called them the penises?
Oh. If the first 100 subscribers to our Patreon will get one free sports card.
Random.
We're no pixies. Yep. I'm not even going to look. I'm just going to reach into the box that I have them, pull one out. I know for a fact, because I said it on the last episode, I have an OJ Simpson. Yep.
And I'm not sure. I haven't seen it or anything. Could be a rookie LeBron in there. Could be a rookie Wayne Gretzky. Could be. I don't fucking know what's in there.
Like, so nothing is 0%.
Correct.
However, the last time I put anything in or out of this bag or box, I was probably 10 years old. I was born in 1988. So this is 1998.
So no LeBron, probably.
Pretty sure LeBron is only, he was born in 86.
So what about MJ?
He would have been 12. He was not quite in high school yet. So almost.
You could have put anything prior to 98 in there. So correct. You could put, you again, this is all hypothetical. There could possibly be a rookie Michael Jordan card.
That's true. Whoa. There could be. So that could be yours. So for the first 100 subscribers to our Patreon, which we haven't said yet, but can be found on patreon.com/audiohotdish. Shh. The shishes? I like the, I mean, so far, I keep going back to it, but the, how do you dishettes?
I like the dishettes, yes. Yeah, I the love dishettes the dishettes,
for
too.
Short, but that's cute.
I like it.
And like I said, if it's on a shirt, it looks like it says shit and on your shirt, yeah. But you get away with it for
yeah,
free.
You can wear it to school.
Yeah.
Because we know you're all like 12-year-old listeners.
We know our audience.
Exactly.
Hello and welcome to Passive Aggression, a Midwestern look at hot button, taboo, and dated topics. I'm Kyle Wassing.
And I'm Jess Wassing. We're two married Midwestern millennials looking for any opportunity to tie the topic of the week into talking about SVU, Jurassic Park, Taylor Swift, or whichever late 90s, early 2000s pop culture reference that we see fit.
Whether we're answering one of our listeners' hard-hitting questions, deep diving into a nerdy topic, or one of our famous 2021 A Look Back at Speeds, you can hear new episodes every Wednesday.
That's right, so tell your family, friends, and even your foe to look for Passive Aggression wherever their podcasts are provided and subscribe.
And remember, stay knowing, I love you. Anyway, so that was our ads.
Go ads.
We're looking for more, wink, wink, advertisers.
We have some space available.
We have a limited space available.
Exactly, exactly.
That's how you get them.
Limited space.
Anyway, do you have anything for us today?
Well, something happened to me this week that has never occurred to me or on me ever in my life.
Hang on, where the fuck is this going?
So, I believe it was Thursday afternoon. I was outside enjoying one of my cigarettes.
I feel like we're supposed to be getting real serious, and
I was just sitting there, you know, minding my own business, enjoying a nice, relaxing break.
How did that make you feel?
I feel great.
Okay.
And all of a sudden,
where did your did you think of your mother or?
No,
how was your childhood growing up?
I wasn't masturbating.
Oh, Jesus, there it is. Hey, ding, 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 ding. Ding, 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 ding. We got our quota.
We met our quota. No, dude, I was sitting there having a heater, and then this fucking bird shat on me.
Whoa.
Like, legit. Like, I've never been shat on before by a bird. I want to make sure it's clear. By a bird.
By a bird. By yes, a bird. Of course.
Yes. Yeah. Of course, yes. It's just the fucking audacity. I look up, and sure enough, there's two little fucking robins chilling there.
Those fucking assholes. Were they laughing?
I assume they were laughing. They were looking at me, like fucking...
They knew.
Look at this fucking guy. I know. I was just... The funny thing is this is the sweatshirt I was wearing.
Hey, cleaned right off.
I was going to say.
No, that's still right there.
It did clean off, but I was thinking, like, what if I didn't clean it? It'd be, like, as dumb as, like... puking on yourself and then not cleaning it and then going to school.
What if you had something bad for lunch?
Well, that would make sure the whole thing's fine then.
That's true.
That would nullify everything because we had something bad for lunch.
What he's referencing is one time, obviously we were above 21 because you can't drink unless you're 21 or older.
Unless you're in like a foreign country.
That's
unless
true.
Unless we do our El Mexico fans. Yay, goal! Sorry.
Anyway,
after the FCC shuts us down for that one.
Right. Let me set the scene. The year was 2004.
Was it 04? Yeah, sounds right.
I know it was. You want to know why I know it was? Because I was 15 years old and only had my learner's permit.
That is correct.
I was 21. We're both above 21.
And there she was, like, naked. Really naked.
Anyway, so we're in this class because we're slacker. Oh, Cooper was back there the whole time. Scared me. My dog just walked out from the other room. I didn't even know he was down here.
I thought he was gone, too.
Anyway, we were in this class, because we were both slackers, where you could take archery one mm-hmm. trimester, mm-hmm. golf one trimester, and bowling the other. This was the golf trimester.
Yes, it was.
And you get extra credit if you go golfing outside of school.
Go play golf, yeah.
So I'm like, Chet, we're going golfing. And he's like, yep, we're going golfing.
Yes, sir.
And then he's like, guys, something came up. I can't go golfing. I don't know what came up, but what I do know is when I got done golfing, Chester was like, hey, can you come pick me up with our the other guy that we were golfing with? And I was like, oh, sure. And that guy lived in my neighborhood. So we picked Chester up.
Yeah. I thought you went with Ollie.
I did.
Oh, it was Ollie and the person?
Kevin drove us.
Okay.
Anyway, so Ollie went a separate way. Kevin and I picked you up. Kevin, little goody two shoes.
Very, very much so.
Within seconds, we realized Chester's hammered drunk.
Oh, I guess.
So we go back to my house. Kevin is like, I got to get out of here. I'm training to be a friggin' police officer or something. I don't know what he does.
Yeah.
I don't care. Anyway.
I hope you're doing fine, Kevin. I have nothing against you.
No, not at all. But I'm like, okay, obviously I'm a 15-year-old boy.
21?
Chester's 21 because he's drinking. I wasn't drinking.
No, I'm not drinking. Chip's drinking.
So I'm like, well, we can't hang out at my house. Mom and Dad will find out that my friend is fucking shit-faced.
I was obliterated, dude. Like,
so we go for a walk to sober him up. You know how that works. The whole time, Chester's drunk. And he's like, play cool, man. Play cool. The cops are coming. Play cool, cops.
Yeah, I didn't want the cops to come hassle me.
So this Kevin guy, he drops us off at my house. We walk down to his house to try to get a ride home. He's like, there's no fucking way. He's hammered drunk. And I was like, well, what do you want me to do with him? He's hammered drunk. And so I was like, fine. I got my learner's permit.
I did not know we went back to Kevin's house to ask him for a ride back.
Oh, yeah.
I did not remember that at all. Okay. All right. Well, hey, I'm learning stuff every day. Okay.
We walk back to my house, and I'm like, just stay out here. I'm going to go see if we can get a ride or if I can drive you home because I got my learner's permit. I need to get some practice in anyway because I'm taking my license test in like 3 weeks.
Got to do it.
So I go inside and I say, hey, Ma, can we give Chet a ride home? He has to be home before supper or some shit like that. Sure. I don't know. And she's like, yep, let me just grab a few things and I'll be out. So I'm like, yes, all right. Chester, get in the back of the car right now. Don't say anything. And then you're sitting back there. It's a little warm. I think it's like May.
Do you want to tell them what you're driving, though? Because I think what you're driving also adds to the story.
Here's the thing, guys. I don't want to brag.
It was pretty sweet.
I'm driving a 1996 Chevy Beretta Z26 model.
God.
One of the wheels did not match the other three wheels. So
I believe Kyle was swimming in puss.
It was radical. Anyway,
it was badass.
I get Chet in the backseat. It's a two-door.
It's a two-door. That's why I wanted you to, that was, I think, the more important part was that it was a fucking two-door.
So you didn't want me to brag about my sweet make.
No, it was a sweet car. I like that car. I couldn't just bail out if I wanted to.
If you like that car, why'd you run into it so many times?
Because I'm not a good driver.
This is all just a ploy to get you to admit that.
I'll admit that I am not great.
In fact, we don't even need to record any more of the podcast. We're done. I just
all of a sudden,
needed
FBI
that.
FBI comes out.
Any who's will be.
I like it.
I say, get in the back and don't say anything because my mom will definitely know you're drunk.
Yep.
Right? And then, don't mind us, jingly jangly. And then you're like, oh man, I'm not feeling so good. I'm like, fuck. I was like, all
right. I'm already in the back seat, right?
Yeah, you're already in the back seat. It's hot, so you're already like stewing in it. Mm. And I'm like, well, just don't puke. And you're like, I think I might puke. And I was like, well, don't. And then you're like, okay, well, what if I do? I was like, say you had something bad for lunch and that you're sick.
Yep. And then one more thing just to add to the story. Kyle and I lived approximately by car. Less than a minute away.
Yeah.
Like legit less.
I think it was 2 miles.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah.
So in hindsight, I should have just fucking walked you home.
Well, hell, if we walked to Kevin's already, I feel like that's almost halfway. I mean,
in the wrong direction.
Anyway,
so we get in the car. Cheryl, that's mommy. She gets in the car. We're driving them home, right? And then I just hear, I think I had something bad for lunch.
Yep.
The puke didn't stop leaving his mouth by the time he said the excuse. Ugh. And he just puked right in his lap.
Like everyone's been in a car where the back seat's kind of tight, right? So you're sitting in the back seat, and legit, I was like, that's a bad for lunch. And I puked all in my lap. And it was just a nice little puddle. And God bless Cheryl, dude, but like... When we finally pulled into my house, she goes, all right, Chet. No, I remember this. For some reason, that sticks out to me. She goes, all right, Chet, just don't stand up. We'll get you a towel. Don't stand up. And I'm like,
and what'd you do?
Okay.
And as what soon did as she you got do?
Car, I stood up.
I was like, no.
And I just all leaked, over Kyle's backseat.
Yeah, it leaked all over the backseat.
Oh, dude.
Anyway, so we get him out. Jane comes out. That's your mommy.
Correct.
She comes out.
Jane Francis.
Puts a towel on your lap. And then that kind of helps not have the rest of it spill everywhere.
You get out. Yeah.
That's where my story ends. But before my story ends, I just want to let you know. I don't know if you knew this. Did you know that Cheryl didn't
know
you were...
I know that because I remember because we were sitting like... I don't know where we were, but she was like, I didn't know you were drunk. I'm like, how could you not? I was like...
And that was only like...
Soaking. I was smelling of it. I mean...
I was going to say, that was only like 5 years ago that we finally admitted to her. So, in other words, we got away with it. Scot-free, gang. We lied to my mom, and she believed it. What a fool!
One of the best lies you told your mom. I don't want to get off topic.
Jesus Christ, you're just going to out me?
Well, because she knows. So Kyle had been drinking, right?
No, I don't do that.
So we ended up, ended up giving him a ride home because Kyle couldn't drive. He's been drinking. Fine, what happens? And the next thing I know, about 10 minutes after Paul leaves, I get a call from Cheryl, from Kyle's mom, going, hey, she goes, hey, Chet, have you guys been drinking? And I'm like, no, we haven't. Lying my straight face up. She's like, well, I know Kyle has. I'm like, well, maybe Kyle's had a beer. I'm not sure, because I still didn't know. Yeah. And she's like, oh, I don't care if he's drinking. How did he get home? And I'm like, oh, Paul drove him home, and Paul wasn't drinking. And she goes, are you sure? And I said, yeah. I go, why? He's like, he told me he drove home.
Let's just say this. I don't remember that conversation, nor do I even remember the ride home. So we've all been there.
How'd you get off? I drove.
Just incriminating myself exactly. when I didn't fucking drive.
Why would you lie about that? Dude.
I know. Usually people lie about the opposite. They drive home and they say, no, I swear I got a ride. Yep, and then exactly. you look out in the front yard yep. and their car yep. is like fucking up a tree.
Yeah.
But not me.
Oh. All right. Well, back to the... We'll call it
back to reality, event. Your son's on crack.
God damn it, Jimmy.
Jimmy.
So got anyway, him. So Kyle and Cheryl leave, and I'm like, all right, well, you know, by this time, yeah.
Real quick, 5 p.m.
Tops. Oh, yeah. No, I mean, we got out of school at 2:15, and I swear to God, I got home, and I just started pounding. Like, and then you picked me up at 4.
Yeah,
so like within that hour, I drank like a whole fucking liter of vodka. And it's like,
oh, and you didn't even have anything to drink when you were with me.
I was
trying to sober you up the whole time.
Yes,
which is a funny concept. Before you get into your part of the story, like I was like, all right, we've walked for about a half hour. Mm-hmm. We've got ourselves some time. Surely he's sobered up. It's like, but then again, half hour at 14 was like a third of my life. A half hour is already passed in this podcast.
Yeah. So, yes. So it was like 5 o'clock when he dropped me off.
Yeah.
And I have no, because my mom, I don't think she knew anything either, legit, because I feel like if she did, she would have been like, Chet, you're going to your room and you're fucking staying there. Yeah. Shit, right. So. They leave, and I get inside, and I was like, you okay? I remember,
are stupid.
Well, yeah, I was just like, Mom, I just had something bad to eat or something. She's like, okay,
Did you hear me?
Going...
I said I had something bad
for lunch. She's going golfing with Chris, so she's like, I'm out of here. Lay down. You'll be fine. You know, feel better. I'm like, all right, bye, Mom. I love you. Smooches, you know. So she leaves, and then I was supposed to go to this play because I was crushing on this girl. And she was performing in the play. And I'm like, well, if I show up drunk and I cheer for her, she's obviously going to want to taste these nuts, right? Exactly. That's how it works.
I don't see how it didn't work.
I was flabbergasted. So I was supposed to get picked up from my friend James. And they even told me, they're like, Chet, if we come to your house and you're drunk, we ain't driving you to the concert or to the play or whatever.
And
I'm like, fuck off, James. I ain't going to be drunk. Sure enough, I was drunk.
Yeah.
So they pull up. They see me right away. I'm stumbling down the road. They go, nope, goodbye. And they left. And I'm like,
see, they're smart. I picked you up.
Yeah. And so they just took off because I was fucking, they could tell I was hammered. And I was like, you know what? I'll show these cocksuckers. I'm going to walk there because school was a little longer than your house.
Five miles away.
Yeah, I was going to say. So I ended up walking, and I'm walking up this busy street. I honestly don't know how the fuck I got from my house to McDonald's. I remember getting to McDonald's.
Which, by the way, did you know it's closed?
Yeah, dude.
Like, yeah. How the fuck does that McDonald's? There's a McDonald's like literally a quarter mile away from our high school, and it closed. How the fuck is that possible?
It has to be something to do with like they couldn't get enough people working, or maybe rent was so you know, like
I got popped for.
But yeah, no, I was. Or yeah, I was saying maybe they just maybe they got. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. So I ended up getting to McDonald's about the halfway point, and my buddy Dale's working, and he's just getting off because he has one of those dudes who decided to finish school super early and then work. It's good for him. Anyway, so he gave me a ride to school from McDonald's, and I was like,
the last quarter mile. Like I said.
I was gonna say like just you're a already, little bit.
You're right, fucking there,
and it's legit like. From there, it's behind, you know. There's no one. Yeah,
you could even cut the fields.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. But I remember getting there, and I remember going into the auditorium, and I remember going like, "Excuse me, sir," trying to get to the group, and I do get to the group, dude. I feel like an ass. I get to the group. And I plop my fat ass down, and everyone is just giving me the fucking eye, like what the fuck?
Yeah,
because
you're a hammered drunk 16-year-old.
Yeah, like what?
I mean, 21-year-old.
What the fuck is this dude doing here? Like, you know, whatever.
Oh, and covered in puke.
And that's
like you.
I feel like that's the key.
You switched your t-shirt, but not your pants. Puked in your lap.
Yes, so I was like, you know what? This t-shirt ain't gonna cut it. I'm going to see my potential girlfriend. Yeah, I put a clean shirt on. So I put a clean shirt on, pants that were puked on that had a puddle of fucking puke hanging on them, same pants.
Yeah, of course. You
know? I only have two pairs of pants, man. I ain't
well, there's
rich.
The thing. If she doesn't like you at your best, when will she?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Anyway. so I get, and I just remember like sitting there, and James is on my right, and then Jessica's on my left, and they're both just fucking pissed at me, and I'm like, what the fuck did I do? What the fuck did I do? And next thing I know, I get a tap on the shoulder, and I look over, and it's a fucking principal.
Dr. Rakowski.
Yep.
I'm outing her. I don't give a fuck.
Yep. She goes, can you come with me? And I'm like, yeah, sure.
Like, fuck yeah. I'm getting like an award or something for best suitor.
Are you going to fluff me before I go hang out with my girlfriend? Or what's
you know, I'm about to get laid, Dr. Rakowski.
Well, the problem is like where we sat, her fucking mom and dad were like right behind like the group. So they saw the whole fucking thing.
Oh, shit.
So she comes out. I somehow make it to the hallway. And she goes, like, young man, have you been drinking? And I'm like, nope.
No way, Jose.
As I say, I was like, nope. She's like, I know you've been drinking. I can get so-and-so down here to give you a breathalyzer. I'm like, that's fine, whatever. And then she's like, you go to the school. And I'm like, nope. And she's like, I can, you know, I think she can go call the cops. She's like, I'm going to call the cops if you don't, because she knew something, you know.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, you're
lying.
Right. Yeah,
she's
like,
no mom, so no. She knew
she
that
knew
you
it right
lying.
Away, yeah.
Yeah.
So then she goes, did you drive here? And I'm like, no. And she's like, okay, good. You know, we're gonna call your mom, come get you, and I'm like, okay, whatever. My mom gets there, and she's still with Chris. They had to stop their golfing early, so she was pissed.
That's the best. I know. Growing up was probably very embarrassing.
Oh, dude, that was yeah.
But to me, it makes it twice as funny that she was there with her friend. Like, god damn it,
legitimately,
my fucking asshole son.
Legitimately, out of that night, I'm not sure if Dr. Rakowski is a mom.
Yeah, I don't
maybe.
Know.
But if she is. Five moms saw me.
Hell yeah.
Mom. My mom. Dr. Rakowski, possibly. Chris.
Yeah.
And then the girl I liked's mom.
Just
saying.
So, just saying. Does that mean anything? I don't think so.
I
but
mean, out of those, it. Out of those five, only one of them busted me. But
here
I
was,
guess Chris wasn't there, so I can't say shit.
That's true.
And the other girl probably knew, or the other mom probably knew. Yeah, I don't know. Let's just say I have a thing for moms.
I'm willing to bet that the other mom was the one who was like, get this fucking drunk asshole out of here.
100%. Because I'm just like,
this dude's
like,
trying to fuck my daughter.
I'm like, hey, like screaming at the fucking people performing, like, hey, hey, like waving. Oh, dude, I was a fucking mess. I felt so bad, dude.
Fuck
but then, so for, and it was.
We
like,
literally don't hang out with, outside of your mom and my mom, maybe Chris, I don't know. We literally don't see, I don't see any of those people anymore outside of my mom. Your mom lives out of state now, so I don't see her anymore.
Yep.
Not that I wouldn't.
No, no, no.
But fuck Dr. Rakowski.
Yep.
Fuck this girl's mom.
Yeah.
And Chris seemed cool. I met her like three times.
Yeah, she's all right. She got kids. I don't fucking know what to say.
Yeah. We said it. That's what we said.
Well, and then the best part about this was, so I got busted, right? And the next day I had to go back to school. It was so close to fucking school end that they didn't suspend me or anything.
Mm-hmm.
They made me spend the first day of like spring or summer break helping the janitors like set up for graduation. And the whole time I remember going there and I'm like, what do you guys want me to do? They're like, we really don't want you here. So just go sit over there.
I was
there.
Just about to say, as someone who has had a big boy job for quite a while now, if there was some punk fucking kid that was there, I would be like, I don't know. Get out of the way.
That's exactly what they said. They're just like, listen, we know that you're here for punishment. We don't give a shit what you do.
Yeah.
Stay the fuck away.
Yeah, because I'd been like, especially if it was something like the janitors only need to be there as long as it takes to set up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'd have been like, do something fucking meaningless that won't keep me here longer.
Yeah.
Because I have a fucking bottle of vodka.
Oh, yeah, no. And the dude was legit like, stay the fuck out of my way. And I'm like, well, can I go smoke a cigarette in the parking lot? They're like, I don't care. Just stay out of my fucking way.
Yeah.
So went in the parking lot and smoked until...
Genius.
Yeah.
That reminds me, and we got a little bit of time. I think we can share this.
Sure.
Of our first job.
God.
That we worked together.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't your first paying gig, but it was my first paying gig.
Yes, it was.
And does your mom know this yet?
I'm sure she does.
Well, she's not going to listen.
I was
going to
say, yeah.
This
isn't fucking Fox News.
I mean, even if... Even if she did listen, I don't care. I'll be open.
Yeah.
They can't
statute of limitations, bitch.
Bingo. They can't take the money back. This makes it sound like we're going to say a way worse crime. So
we got money.
How old were we? 14?
It had to be because we couldn't drive.
Yeah. Hammered drunk.
Oh, yeah.
We get similar situation. Got off school. We're like, fuck yeah. We're going to get our
drink. Me and Danish are watching fucking Pimp My Ride. We're drinking.
Yeah. And your mom comes home and I don't even remember so much. There was so little forethought into this that I don't even remember that I was supposed to be at your house. Me neither.
Because obviously I wouldn't have fucking drank if I knew that I was supposed to fucking do that shit.
Yeah. So we got hammer drunk.
Yep.
Your mom comes home and I remember she was like, oh, good. Kyle's here already. Yep. I don't have to go pick him up. And I was like, what? And she's like, you guys are doing the track and field thing. And we're like,
oh. Oh, shit.
We did our best Tim Allen's. That's a very recent reference. So we did a bunch of cocaine. And so your mom drives us to the high school.
Yep.
And the Tone Bone, he was in middle school still, right?
Correct. So I think
and it was the middle school. I don't know if all schools around the country do this, but like all the middle schools will come together in the same district and do a track and field. So it's like everything that's in the Olympics.
Yep. Yep. There was a shot put. There was a lot of running, you know, javelin, all that shit. Yeah.
And they take quote-unquote volunteers, but they're paid volunteers.
Yeah, we got money.
Your mom signed us up for this. We both totally forgot that we were signed up for this.
Yes.
She drove us to said thing and was like, have fun, boys. Hammered drunk. Yep, I can't.
Dude, and like she just like emphasized that car, enough. Like she's like, bye, and then just takes, like she didn't, there was no guidance. No guidance. What's like, we get there and we're like, what the fuck are we supposed to do, dude? Like,
so we stumble up to someone. We get separated, which in my drunken 14-year-old brain was the worst fucking thing ever. I don't know what I was thinking. Why would they let us time kids together? Yeah. But in my drunken brain, I was like, maybe we could do something together. Like maybe all we have to do is like move paths.
Exactly. Move shit around. Yeah, that's what I thought. You know, like,
So you get brought down to the shot put or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that.
Yeah. And I'm supposed to like make sure that they're throwing properly and they're not breaking any rules and measure the balls and shit. And I'm like, I had no idea what the fuck was going on. So I got time someone threw, I was just like, good job.
You did it. Yep. I got arguably worse.
Oh, dude, yours was horrible. Yours was way worse.
I got brought up to the announcer's booth.
Oh, God.
And my job was to have someone tell me in my ear who won what event.
Oh,
and then I was supposed to write it down and give it to an announcer. Another fun fact, terrible speller. Terrible fucking.
Well, it's like they're doing like fucking what's it called, dude? Telephone tag, like,
yeah,
so and so. Yeah, it's
yeah,
like, Jesus.
They're playing telephone, which is already you're gonna get it wrong. Yep. I'm a terrible speller. I have at this point in the story, I definitely have like the worst ADD of anyone I've ever fucking met. And I'm hammered drunk.
Yeah.
I'm writing down these names. And then the fucking guy at one point was like, hey, you want to give it a go? And I was like, does it look like I'm ever going to have anything to do with radio or microphones?
Yeah. Dumbass.
Dumbass.
We'd like to thank microphone.us.org.
To thank microphones. that was our second ad.
Yep. Thank you, microphones.
Kids.
But we didn't get tagged or like we did.
No. Oh, dude,
we
fucking
were like scot free somehow. And we got our checks.
Yeah, we got our checks. Not only did we get our checks, but it was like an hour's worth of pay.
Yeah.
And if memory serves, it was like $200 fucking.
I was gonna say,
I still haven't made that much money before.
Dude, I think we volunteered for like 2 hours and we got like a couple $100.
Yeah, it was fucking great.
I have no idea who did that, but yeah.
So, kids, if you're listening, do work drunk.
Yeah.
You get paid more.
Yep. This is sponsored by OSHA.
This is sponsored by drinking at work. Don't drink and drive. Just tell your mom you did.
Yeah.
That could be our new tagline.
Just don't drink and drive. Just tell your mom you did. I like that, dude. Yeah. Just tell your friends you did. Yeah.
Anyway, if you want those cards, there's only 100 of them, I think.
Let's say 100. Let's throw some random cards in, too.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, worst comes to worst, we have to buy a couple packs. We'll let you know if it gets to that. So far, we haven't even released an episode. To put the raccoon on the table and bare ass and spank him.
On the table and spank him?
Yeah. To do that. We haven't released a single episode yet. So but, we don't know how many Patreons we have. We could have already sold out of cards. So sorry if we did.
Yeah.
But for the first 100 patrons, we will get in touch with you and see if you want a card. If you want a card, then we mail you cards.
Yes, we'll mail you a card. Random. We'll pay you the postage.
Okay,
it's like
fine,
59
fine,
cents
fine.
Nowadays.
Oh, Jesus. No, oh, you're right. Paying the post. No. Yeah, we'll pay the postage. We'll send you a card. If you're lucky, maybe we'll send something that says our names on it that we sign.
Yeah.
Like, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see how famous we are at this point.
Taints R Us.
Taints R Us, which is the new name of the podcast.
I'm a big taint now.
So anyway, if you want those cards, patreon.com/audio hot dish. Other than that,
I was gonna say, what about you reach us? How did it reach us? Again,
Kyle? Oh yeah, if you want to email us, because you'll have to do that after you. I think,
of course,
unless you can DM us on Patreon. I don't know.
I don't know how it works.
But if you want to get a hold of us, audiohotdish@gmail.com.
Gmail.
Otherwise, I'm Kyle Lawson.
I'm Chester Take.
Don't drink and drive. Just tell your mom you did.